Trigg County, Kentucky. Today's date is July 17, 1984. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape, Helen?
Yes.
Just to make sure my records are correct, would you please spell your full name?
FLOYHELENOAKLEY.
And you told me before, Helen, that your husband has been dead for several years. Could you spell his name for me, please?
ODISOAKLEY.
And you're retired now?
Yes.
And what type of work did you do?
Grocery work.
Grocery work? You worked as a clerk?
Right.
Uh-huh. And how about your husband?
He was a guard at LaSalle Steel, Hammond, Indiana.
In Hammond, Indiana? What is your address?
Route 6, Box 50, Cadiz, Kentucky.
And how long have you lived here?
6 years.
6 years? And where did you live before that?
Hammond, Indiana.
Hammond, Indiana? How long were you there?
37 years.
37 years. Is that, were you from Kentucky or were you?
Yes.
And what part of Kentucky were you from?
Between the Lakes.
Land Between the Lakes? How many children do you have?
Five.
Five? And what are their names?
Roger Oakley, Eugene Oakley, William Oakley, Bessie Halfacre, Annette Wolf.
And how do you spell Halfacre?
H-A-L-F-A-C-R-E.
And your other daughter's name?
Wolf. W-O-F. W-O-L-F-F. Sorry about that.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have nine.
Nine. Are all of your children living in this area?
No, ma'am.
No, they're all?
I have one in Texas, and the rest are in Indiana.
Indiana. Tell me a little bit about your parents, Helen. Where were they from, and what were their names?
My father's name was Will Dixon. My mother's name was, maiden name was Bessie Lawrence, and they were born in Trigg County and lived most of their life in Trigg County. And I don't remember, my father's been dead quite a few years. My mother has been dead 11 years.
11 years. And how did you spell your mother's last, her maiden name?
L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E,
okay.
Lawrence.
And you were born
in
Trigg County?
Right.
Do you mind if I ask you how old you are and your birthday?
I was born 1912, March the 16th. That would make me 72 years old.
72. And did you go to school here in Trigg County?
Yes.
High school and?
No, I just finished the eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
Right.
Uh-huh. Now, where did you learn to quilt?
With my mother.
With your mother?
Right.
And how old were you?
Well, I imagine I was about 12 or 13 when I first started quilting.
And do you remember what pattern, or was it a line pattern?
I think it was a string quilt.
A string quilt?
Mm-hmm. Just an old-fashioned string quilt.
And tell me a little bit about how you made that quilt. Did you?
We cut squares of paper from old catalogs, and then we would take our just the scraps. We would lay them down on this block of paper, and then we would put another one to that, and you would sew across that. Then you would pull that up straight, and you would sew another one across, and then you would cut all this material off to fit your pattern. Your square that you had cut, then you had a perfect square. Then usually we would sew four of those together and make a bigger square, and then we would set it together with strips.
Oh, I see.
And if we wanted a star quilt, we had a little diamond. And we would, if the pieces were smaller, we would make the diamond because you could use smaller pieces. And then you would sew them together and make a star, and then you would fill them out.
And you sewed the strips onto the diamond just like you did on the...
On the paper.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And then you'd cut the material off just to fit your diamond.
And that way you'd have a perfect diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Sure would.
Uh-huh.
And your catalog paper then was very soft. You could sew through it better than what we have today.
Is that right?
You could, you know, just wrinkle it a little bit, and it was very soft.
And this was the Sears catalog.
Well, oh. Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward. Uh-huh.
Got a lot of catalogs back those days.
Uh-huh. So how long you've been quilting since you were about 12? So you've been quilting for about 60 years?
Well, I had about 30-some year in that when I was working, I didn't do any quilting. After, when I left here in 40, I forgot what year we left here now, but then I didn't do any more quilting until after I come back here. 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of picking up and starting all new again.
Uh-huh.
But when you work at public work and send children to school, and all of my children got a better education than me and their father had, so it kept us busy.
Uh-huh. Well, I can imagine. About how many quilts would you say that you've made?
You know, I just wouldn't hardly have any idea. Probably 100.
100? And that's within this 6 years?
With all the years. No, not within
and,
this.
And
that was all my years.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've pieced all of these tops in the last 6 years. But I haven't quilted that many. I've only quilted about, I believe, 6 quilts since I've been here.
Now, do you prefer to piece or do you prefer to quilt?
I like to do both.
You like to do both?
Because mm-hmm. you can only quilt so long. I pick my fingers terribly in quilting. I got to feel that needle when it goes through. And I get my fingers sore, well, then I sit down and I piece.
You piece.
Till my fingers gets better.
Have you ever done any applique?
Yes.
Do you like to do that?
Well, they do it quite different. Used to, we put when the only applique quilt that I think we ever made was we would put a buttonhole stitch around when they first started out with the Dutch doll
uh-huh.
and the butterfly and the wild rose. And we made just like a buttonhole stitch, you know, with a colored thread around it. We didn't blind stitch it down like we do today.
Now, do you use a blind stitch now if you applique?
Yes.
Do you?
Uh-huh. But I don't believe it holds as good as the other stitch.
As the buttonhole stitch.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And really, I think the buttonhole stitch was pretty. But then it's pretty when you don't see all those stitches.
That's
too.
Right. When you piece, you were telling me that you do a lot of your piecing by hand. Have you ever done any machine piecing?
Very little.
Very little. Why do you prefer to piece by hand?
Well, it's relaxing. After I have worked, you know, in the evenings mostly when I do this. And it's just very relaxing. Where if you take the machine, it's not near as relaxing to sit down and sew it together.
What are some of your favorite patterns, these 100 quilts that you say you've made? What would be some of your favorite?
The wedding ring.
The wedding ring, double wedding ring. Uh-huh. And how many of those would you say that you've made?
I've made 4.
You've made 4? And what did you do with those?
Gave them to my children.
Gave them to your children? Uh-huh. Where do you get your patterns?
Well, used to, we would get them from our neighbors. We would get one, maybe once in a while, we'd order one from a paper. But since I've been down here, I've been taking some quilt magazines, like Quilt World and different ones, and I get my patterns from them. While I do find sometimes we have a lot of adjustment to do to those, they're not as accurate as they should be.
Uh-huh. Are there any other magazines or books that you particularly like about quilting? mentioned Quilt World. Are there any other magazines?
Yes, there is several. I don't know as I could name any of them right off. And you know, in a lot of your magazines, you find a pattern occasionally that you like real well. Even the Woman's World, Good Housekeeping occasionally, that you'll find a pattern that mostly you have to order them. And then I have ordered some material from different companies. I think this one in Urbana, Illinois, that I have ordered quite a bit of things from.
Is that right?
Because I ordered some satin and something else I ordered from them. I wanted to make a crazy quilt, and I wanted one made with satin, and velvet. I was going to make one with satin and one with velvet, and then make a briar stitch and a feather stitch, you know, in between all of those. But I've got the material, but I haven't got it going.
It takes a long time, doesn't it? What type of... You were telling a little bit when we were looking at some of your quilts about your patterns, you know, to make. Now, tell me again how you make your... How you went about making this double wedding ring. You said you didn't use a pencil to mark anything. How did you do that?
I just had a paper pattern, and I would pin that down. I cut those pieces single. There was no two cut together. I would pin that to my material, and then I just cut around it. And I'd usually sit down and cut just a whole box full, and then as I started piecing them, I just picked them up and sewed them together as they come. And I liked them better that way than I did to... I think it looks more like a crazy quilt. Than I did to try to match colors.
Okay. So you just used the paper pattern.
Right.
Right, okay.
Sandpaper. I have used quite a bit of sandpaper. That is good. The sandpaper would kind of hold down to your material, you know, where it wouldn't scoop.
Yeah.
So I did use quite a bit of that for my patterns, most especially for those little ones.
Okay. For the, maybe for the double wedding?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The smaller pieces in there and so on. What type of fabric do you prefer to use?
I like calico.
You like calico?
It pieces up better, and it doesn't shrink, curiously, and I just like it better.
Uh-huh. Okay, and where do you usually get your fabric? Is there any particular store, or...?
Well, I have bought a lot of mine when I was working. I would just go when I would go to Penny's and Goldblatt's. A lot of times they would be running sales on their pre-cal. You didn't find calico much, the last few years.
Uh-huh.
Just the last few years that you can find calico again. And when they'd have that on sale, I'd usually go in, pick me up a yard or half a yard of this, and I just stored it back.
We're all the same, aren't we? what are your favorite colors?
Green and blue.
Green and blue. And have you heard anything, I'm going to ask you this again, about red in a quilt or black? Is there any reason that people may have said you always use red in a quilt or maybe you don't use black? Or have you ever heard anything about that?
We never use black. They're using black more now than I have ever known them to use in quilts. And I don't know why we never used black, but we just didn't.
Uh-huh.
But I never heard anything about the red.
This is something that has come across, you know, and we're just trying to find out if people have heard about that. What kind of batting do you use or filling do you use for your quilts?
Well, I like what we're getting now. It's the polyester. And it's easy to put in the quilt. You don't tear it. You know, it handles very nice and it quilts nice. And it makes a light quilt and a warm quilt.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular brand that you use?
No.
No? And you were saying something about the quilt that your mother made, or your grandmother, I believe, where she carded the cotton. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
My mother carded her cotton. She had what they call cards. It was just two pieces. pieces of wood with, looked like little wire pieces are sticking up in them, and she would take so much, looked like they knew just how much cotton to get to put on that, and she would just start rubbing it together. And when she would get her bed made like she wanted, she'd lay it in a chair until she would let this come to a cane-bottom chair to the top. And she, that was 3 pounds of cotton. And they thought you couldn't make a quilt unless you put 3 pounds of cotton in it.
And that made it quite heavy, didn't it?
Sure did. And then you just laid that on your lining till you had it like you wound it all over it, and then put it together. And then we quilted more in shells and straight lines than we did by the piece.
And what do you use for backing on your quilts?
Well, I really like print better than anything. We're going back to that, I think, quite a bit. We used to use unbleached muslin a lot, and I have seen my mother take unbleached muslin and walnut hulls and dye her linings with that. She would put these on in a kittle outside, like the old wash kittle we used to have, and she would boil those, and that looked real brown looking. And she would dye her linings with that. Then you would wrench and wrench them. And then you would iron that and make your linings. Then I've seen her use Putman dye if she wanted her linings. They didn't use as many white linings. They nearly always would dye them some color.
Now, what is this Putman dye? Is it just a brand name?
It's kind of like Rit, except when you boiled it in. For Rit, you know, you don't have to boil in like you do. I never see it anymore.
Is that right?
Never see it anymore, but it had to be boiled in.
It had.
And I know my mother always built a fire around the kittle outside and had her water, and then she'd have the water boiling and pour this in it, and then put the lining in it. And then she would boil it so long and then take it out and rinse it till the water was clear. And then she'd have her lining.
What colors did she prefer to use?
She used quite a bit of yellow and brown.
Now, when you're ready, you know, you've got your quilt all ready to be quilted, what do you use to market? Do you market it anyway for quilting?
Today I do. If I'm quilting by the piece, I don't usually market. I go by my material. I try to get out from the edge of the seam. But if I'm putting a design in that, I have to mark it off. And I usually use a marking pin, like we get today, where you can race off real easily or take a wet cloth. Now, we used to use, when we quilted in shells, we'd take a piece of twine string around a piece of chalk, just like we used at school. And we would take that string as long as we wanted, and then we would take it like we wanted a shell so big, and we'd take it and hold it like this and mark around and make our shell.
I see.
And there wasn't any marking pins at that time.
Right. And where do you get your quilting designs when you quilt? Where do you get those? Or do you have any favorites?
I ordered mine. They're quite expensive. I believe they come from White Plains, the most of what I got. And I just sit down in the book and pick out some like I want and order them.
Yeah, this White Plains, where is that?
I'm not sure. I have an address, but I'm not sure where it's at. Now, a lot of times I make up my own. I have taken, you know, maybe just like a square, and I would take that square and mark mine. I have taken something round. If I wanted a border, I would make me one round streak, and then the next time I'd come middle ways of that and just mark and make my own design of going around. I've done that for baby quilts an awful lot.
I see. Do you use any particular type of thread for quilting or for piecing?
Well, I love 30 for piecing my quilts with. I don't know why, but you don't get thread by sizes anymore. You just take mostly what this one that's, they say it's a good stout thread, you know, and that's what you use, and we quilt with that a lot anymore. My mother always thought you had to have 24 to quilt with, which your quilting don't look near as neat because the thread is coarser. I usually quilted with 36.
With 36?
But you can't get 36 today.
No.
Then you could buy 8, 12, 20, and 30, and 36, and 40, and 50 then, and 60 for the sewing machine. But now you don't have all that today.
I don't know if life is simpler or more complicated today.
Sometimes I think it's more complicated.
Do you prefer any particular color? On the one quilt you showed me, there was black and white. Now, what do you use when you quilt? Any particular color?
I usually use something that matches my lining.
You like to match your line?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I really hate to quilt with a quilt that I've got a lot of red or blue in because I think my stitch is short. I think red and blue shows up those dark colors much worse.
Uh-huh.
And they're not any longer, but they just show up more.
I tend to agree with you. How do you usually finish your quilts?
I bind them mostly. Now, sometimes I let my lining come out, extend out enough that I can take that lining and fold it back over and go around. You know, you blind stitch it around. But I prefer binding them.
Do you buy your binding or do you make
it? I make it. I cut my own bias.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You can find some, you can match your color so much better, can't you? When you quilt, what kind of a stitch do you use?
Just a regular sewing stitch.
A regular sewing stitch.
What is they say we should get 8 or 10 stitches the inch, 10, isn't it? But I don't always do that.
Uh-huh.
And they say if you won't try to put too many stitches on your needle that you do better.
Uh-huh. But you don't go the
up and down. I cannot quilt that way. I would have mine so zigzaggy. I've got to make my stitches and come through, you know.
Do you use a frame for your quilting, or
I use both. Sometimes I use the hoops, and sometimes I love the hoops better because I can turn it any way I want it than I do the frame.
Uh-huh.
I don't backhand very good, and if I'm using frames, I can turn them.
I see.
I mean hoops.
Uh-huh. And about how much time do you spend quilting?
I wouldn't have any idea. My husband should be here to tell you. He would come in and he'd say, honey, in your back telling you, how do you sit there all day and do that? So sometime I'd put in quite a bit, just knowing what kind of time I had. You know, I have went and maybe sit down, not make 2 dozen stitches and have to get up and do something else.
But just as much as time as you could spend. Do you have a favorite spot to quilt?
Well, really, yes. I like to quilt on the, I like to quilt from the right side. Seems like my light always, I'm right-handed. And if I can sit where that I can come this way, I don't like to quilt from the end. I like to be at the side of the quilt. And I like to quilt mine all one way. I don't like to quilt on both sides of my quilt.
You like to start on one side
and just keep going from that one side. Uh-huh. I find that my linings usually come out better.
Is that right?
I have seen the linings where, you know, when you would quilt some at each end, you would have a little trouble sometime in the middle. So I prefer going all the way from one side.
Uh-huh. I guess there's really no particular time of day that you like to quilt. Some people prefer to quilt in the morning and some in the evening, but if you like to quilt all the time,
doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't make any difference.
Now, if I'm quilting with hoops, I start in the middle of my quilt.
Do you?
And go from that out to the edge, you know.
Is that to keep your line?
I'd start it that way. Uh-huh. I really don't know. Seem like I can keep it smoother that way. Uh-huh. Even with a baby quilt, I start that way instead of the end.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. In the pulling of them, it seems like that sometimes you will get them just a little bit zigzaggy.
Just didn't want to run out of tape here. Do you ever embroider on your quilts?
I have, yes.
Have you made, is that like cross-stitch quilts?
No, I never cross-stitched one. All I ever did was just a regular outline or something like that, you know, for into a design. Like the state birds, you've seen those embroidered, haven't you? You just make a regular outline stitch. You might have a little overcasting sometime, you know, like in the bill of them or a rose.
And your crazy quilt?
Well, I usually use a briar stitch and a feather stitch. And there's a lot of different stitches, but I like those better. It seems to make the seam look nicer when you go over it than some of the other stitches.
They're pretty, too.
Very pretty.
Very pretty. Ever sign your quilts?
Never did.
You never did? Would you ever think about doing it?
Yes, I have thought about it. In fact, the last one that I gave to my son was a quilt that had been handed down. My mother pieced